Imagine if you could predict an injury. In this case, it's with the NFL, but I'm thinking for any sport, you could predict and perhaps prevent, which is what the NFL is investigating. 721 on WSGW with Charlie, Denise, and Pat, your morning team. Have you heard anything about this, Pat Johnston, our sports expert? I will ask you.
No.
This one. So this is an AP story. I just saw this. The NFL is searching for a technology-driven game plan to help predict and prevent player injuries on the field. The league announced this yesterday. It's partnering with Amazon Web Services on the NFL Contact Detection Challenge. It's a contest in which designers will use machine learning and computer vision to find new ways to measure and analyze the timing, duration, and frequency of player contact during NFL games. The NFL says the data could improve the league's ability to better anticipate injuries and help prevent them and potentially lead to tweaks in the rules based on the information gathered.
All right.
I mean, boy, if you could.
I guess.
But
I don't know how.
I don't understand either. Yeah, how? Because a lot of injuries just happen.
Yeah.
I just have a thought. When a bunch of guys run at each other with their heads down and going to ram each other, that just screams there's going to be an injury somewhere. Just my thought, but that's a good way to predict.
Don't need any technology.
No, you don't need special technology. And when those helmets clash, somebody's going to get hurt.
And you just save the NFL a lot of money.
That's right.
The challenge is, by the way, called the AWS Reinvent. The challenge was announced at the AWS Reinvent Conference in Las Vegas, and the challenge will begin December 5th. So what is that? That's Monday. Entries will be submitted on a website hosted by Kaggle, KAGGLE, which is a leading platform for data science competitions. Mm. Well, no wonder why I don't know anything about it.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. Well, if it's science, I don't know anything. The top finishers will be announced in March, the first prize entry receiving $50,000. The NFL is looking for someone, it sounds like, to invent the technology. They believe that they could find it. I understand, again, processing a lot of data, which I don't know.
I don't either. Well, are other sports going to follow suit here and see if they can find ways to?
I mean, let's face it, you've got, I need an example here. Barry Sanders ran hard for all those years and never suffered a serious injury. Yeah.
Had one knee injury, I think. That was it. But it wasn't like career ending or anything.
Well, here's your example. Blake Corum.
Yep. For Michigan.
In a college. But could you have prevented that?
I don't think so.
You said on this particular play, because of all these hits that he's taken, because of the way he runs, I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know.
You'd almost have to have something that looked at genetics, family history, all that kind of stuff, and at the same time as the process of the way that they run there would be so many technological things that you'd have to look at, along with the fact that they're beating each other up on a football field.
Could there be some predetermined, as you said, genetics of somebody who has perhaps is it a weak muscle skeletal structure based on family history? I mean, certainly there are defects in heart situations that they talk about, but I don't know. This would be fascinating if it could happen, though.
I guess.
I mean, can you imagine that? Pat Johnston, Pat, come out of the game. Why? Because you're going to get injured on the next play.
You're predisposed to getting injured.
So, Charlie, you go in there and get injured. So Pat can continue, because he's a better running back. And that's basically what it sounds like, doesn't it?
In a way, it does. It does.
Go in and take one for the team.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, we'll have to pay attention to it. Next March is when they hope to announce a finisher.
All right.
We'll have to find out more about this.
Yeah.
Well, somebody better in science can maybe explain
maybe.
It to me.